This article is entitled Playing with Fire, Worship Visuals for Pentecost, written by Linda Witte Henke. During a recent 1,500-mile train trip, I ruminated on what visual might best convey the essence of the Spirit's appearance at Pentecost. I recalled some of the biblical stories about fire and how those might inform our appreciation of the Spirit's appearance at Pentecost as fire and flame. Moses' encounter with God in the fiery bush, God's guiding presence made known to the Hebrew people in the pillars of cloud and fire, the voice of God coming out of the fire from Deuteronomy, Meshach and Abednego miraculously surviving the furnace of blazing fire, and John the Baptizer's warnings about the unquenchable fire in Matthew. I also ruminated on human experiences of fire, both in ancient days and our own, and I thought about fire that provides light and generates warmth, but also fire that refines. I reflected on fire that, like the Spirit, provides light for God's people, generates warmth among God's people, refines the visions and ministries of God's people, and yes, sometimes consumes or leaves a path of destruction among God's people. At some point, I was prompted to ask, when, in the prayer of the day for Pentecost, we implore God to, by your Holy Spirit, kindle in us the fire of your love, empowering our lives for service and our tongues for praise, what are we really praying for? I suspect that in most cases we're praying that God's Spirit will move powerfully to advance whatever visions and ministries are already in place within our faith communities. But what if we lifted our prayers with hearts open to receiving the fire of God's Spirit in whatever expressions the Spirit chooses to be made known? Fire that illuminates paths in bold new directions. Fire that so warms our insular faith communities that we're compelled to convey God's love and care to those beyond our circles of affiliation. Fire that inflames our hearts, unleashes our imaginations, and sends us out to love and serve in ways that challenge our comfort zones. Fire that opens our eyes to programs, practices, attitudes, and perspectives that need to die in order for the Spirit to bring God's new thing within and among us. And that's how I ended up playing with fire in a visual for Pentecost. These worship visuals, formatted for a variety of uses, are available as free editable files for faith communities to adapt to their own particular context. Here are some possibilities, which are adaptable both for virtual and in-person worship, for using that visual in its various formats as kindling to stoke the fire of the Spirit in your Pentecost observances. Facilitate a virtual or in-person gathering of staff members and key ministry leaders. Distribute 8x10 prints or images of the visual. Pray together for the prayer of the day for Pentecost, and ask how the visual speaks to each person's understanding of the Spirit's work within your faith community. Ask each person to consider how they might play with fire in their respective areas of ministry, and dare to again pray the prayer of the day together in with a lot of fervor. Create a three-sided, freestanding, three-dimensional sculpture from fabric printed with the visual and custom size to your worship context. Explore safe ways to introduce a light source, such as a battery-powered light or rope lights, to illuminate the sculpture. Adapt one of the two bulletin cover formats for your congregation's use. Create long, skinny banners from fabric or printed paper with the visual or custom-sized to your space. Customize the projected graphic for worship explorer using the visual as the background for all projection slides on this date. Adapt the social media visual to invite broad participation in Pentecost worship. You can adapt the postcard design to engage participation in Pentecost worship, and if the effort or cost of mailing postcards is prohibitive, Ask members to use the printed postcards to personally invite neighbors, friends, classmates, co-workers, or members of their extended family to worship with them on Pentecost, and invite members to share their social media visual on their pages or post it to appropriate community Facebook pages. An old adage reminds us, if you play with fire, you're likely to get burned. Amen. May it be so.